Will the Senate please come to order? Would the members please vote, signify their presence. All members voted. Secretary close the roll.
The roll shows 12 senators present this morning. Senators Bradley, Coletta, Fahrenkamp, Fisher, Gilman, Rohde, and Sturgiluski are excused from the call of the Senate today.
May we stand for prayer.
Shall we pray? Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we acknowledge our need of your guidance and blessing as we face this new day. We ask your forgiveness when we miss the mark of yours and our expectations. We praise you for the grace and mercies extended to us. We offer our thanks to God for the rich heritage and blessings been ours to enjoy here in Alaska. Our prayer is that future generations may enjoy these same privileges and blessings that have been ours. We would pray today for our great nation, that by the blessing of God and dedicated service of her committed leadership, we might experience a future both prosperous and free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Secretary, certify as the correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the Journal for the 38th Legislative Day and Senate Supplement Number 11.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the Journal for the 10th the Journal for the 38th Legislative Day and the Senate Supplement for the
11th
Legislative Day be approved and certified.
Without objection, it is so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Are there messages from the Governor?
There are no messages from the governor today.
Messages from the House.
The House passed the following Senate bills and they are returned. Senate Bill Number 37, an act relating to international airport revenue bonds effective date, and Senate Bill 343, an act relating to the source of the appropriations for improvements to the Fairbanks International Airport. These two bills have been sent to enrolling. Message of February 17, the House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 80, amended by all members of the House, inviting the Yukon Territory Legislative Assembly and the Council of Northwest Territories to meet with the Alaska State Legislature.
We'll send it to the Rules Committee.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 640, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to pull tab and punch board games and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
The House passed Senate Bill Number 190, revising the drug laws.
We'll be at ease.
The House passed Senate Bill Number 190, revising the drug laws and making amendments to the criminal laws of the state effective date with the following amendment. This amendment is identical to Amendment Number 14 to CS for House Bill Number 180, Jude Am, pages 407 to 460 in the House Journal, with one correction. On page 414, line 3, delete, for no remuneration, and transmitting Senate Bill Number 190, amended House, re-engrossed for consideration.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 190 be held on the Secretary's desk until Monday, February 22nd.
Will be held on the desk at least until Monday. Everyone will want to read those amendments.
Along with this bill, the House passed House Concurrent Resolution Number 58 and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 58 by the Rules Committee, suspending certain uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill Number 190.
Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that HCR 38 also be held.
We'll leave it on the desk for assignment.
May we stand?
We'll be at ease, Chairman.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent we rescind my motion to hold HCR 38.
Without objection, HCR 38 will be sent to Rules Committee. It is a rules matter. It's the Lazarus problem.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Are there communications?
There is a communication of February 11. Dear Mr. President, as required by AS 4115-240, I have attached the records of the Fire Suppression Fund covering the 1981 fire season. This is from John W. Katz, Commissioner, with attachments. This will be on file in the Secretary's office. That is the only communication.
Are the reports of standing committees?
The Judiciary Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 10, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to agricultural rights and state lands, and recommends due pass with amendments. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Ray signed due pass. Senator Parr signed no recommendation. SS SJR 10 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 66, Coast Guard User Fee, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute, and a majority do pass, signed Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Sackett, and Curtula. Senator Dankworth signed no recommendation. SJR 66 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 167, Alaska Public Offices Commission, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and calendared February 22nd, signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson and Ziegler. This will appear on the February 22nd calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Are the reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
Are the resolutions for introduction?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 78 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the term of office of the Governor.
State Affairs Judiciary.
That's the only resolution today.
Are the bills for first reading and reference?
Senate Bill Number 811 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to compilation of the jury list.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 812 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act creating the Nalchina Public Use Area.
Resources. It has no fiscal note. However, Finance may wish to look at it.
Senate Bill Number 813 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to post-retirement pension adjustments and retirement benefits for peace officers, marine transportation employees, and Department of Fish and Game employees, and providing for an effective date.
This is a bill by its nature. It could go to virtually every committee, but we'll sign it to State Affairs and Finance. Labor and Commerce may wish to look at it.
Senate Bill Number 814 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to implementation of the appropriation limitation in Article 9, Section 16 of the Alaska Constitution and providing for an effective date.
Finance, Judiciary may have to look at it, but it's Finance.
Senate Bill Number 815 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to non-game wildlife and non-consumptive use of wildlife.
Resources, Finance.
Those are the new bills today, Mr. President.
Takes us down to the citation calendar.
Citation, honoring the Dillingham Wolverines, Region 1 Girls Basketball Champions, by Senator Mulcahy, and was also sponsored by Representative Chuckluck, but it's by all members of the House.
Rules, Chairman.
I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the citation.
Objections noted. Senator?
Intact is one word, not intact.
Shall be changed. Senator?
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the citation.
No objection. Citation has been adopted. There is a citation for it. Mr. Rules, Chairman, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the publication notice requirement be waived on the citation in memoriam of Eli Reeves, Jr.
No objection. So ordered.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Being no objection, the citation is taken up as a special order of business. Would the Secretary read the citation?
In memoriam, Elias J. Reyes, Jr., by Representatives Duncan and Miller and Haugen and Senators Ray and Ferguson.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation.
Being no objection, so ordered. The citation has been adopted. Or is there unfinished business this morning? Mr. Rules, Mr. Finance Chairman.
Mr. President, I'd like this time to waive the finance referral on Senate Bill 666, Act relating to mining loan funds, and Senate Bill 632, an act relating to games of chance and contests of skill.
No objection. Those bills have been waived by finance. Is there further unfinished business? Is there an announcement of committee meetings? Senator Ray.
Transportation Committee, Tuesday, February 23rd, SJR 53, requesting the National Park Service to approve an old mining road through the north addition to the Denali National Park and Preserve and to extend the road to the McKinley Park Road at Wonder Lake, Kantishna. SJR 67, relating to the exemption of the Alaska Railroad from federal employment ceilings and workforce reductions. SJR 69, relating to conditions for transfer of the Alaska Railroad. Thursday, February 25th, Senate Bill 766, naming the Douglas Bridge. Senate Bill 793, making appropriations to DOT, EPF for access, highway, and harbor improvements in the Whittier area. SJR 76, relating to the request for a right-of-way corridor from Cantwell to the Devil's Canyon Dam site for Alaska Railroad. SJR 77, relating to the request for right-of-ways corridors for the Alaska Railroad.
Are there further announcement of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders? The special order items this morning? The absence of special order items. Senator Telly?
Mr. President, as most of the members know, the Alaska Coal Conference is going on today and tomorrow in Anchorage. In view of the importance of that particular meeting and in view of the fact that almost half of the membership will be in Anchorage today and tomorrow attending that meeting, we're going to ask that we adjourn until 2 p.m. Monday, February 22nd. I would note for the membership that we do expect to have a large calendar on Monday and probably each day next week. The Rules Committee is beginning to receive more bills now from the various committees, and it looks like we're going to get down to some serious floor action here next week.
That drug bill, S-190, every member should prepare themselves over the weekend on that bill. You have the floor, Mr. Hess, Chairman.
Mr. President, just in view of the latest announcement, I'd like to announce that the Hess Committee will have its meeting tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock as originally scheduled, and we're discussing the bill to establish a medical school in Alaska. And so that meeting is on, even though there's no session tomorrow.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 2 p.m. Monday, February 22nd.
We are adjourned.